Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It's the Super Bowl coming up Sunday right here on KNSS, Ted. How about that?
And we're getting close.
I've got some numbers. Been doing our crack research department has been busily compiling numbers so that we can all get kind of a handle or get our arms around the Super Bowl and what it means in terms of practical numbers and statistics. The average cost for a party of 10 people this year, $139. That's a 0.1% increase compared to last year. That's according to Wells Fargo's Agri-Food Institute's Super Bowl Food Report. Yeah, it's official then, huh?
You're feeding 10. It's only $13 a person. That doesn't seem
cheap.
Like too bad.
Yeah. Some game day favorites like chicken wings, raw, not frozen, saw a price increase of 7.2% compared to last year, per the report. Fewer chickens out there now. This year's Super Bowl tickets are at lower prices compared to the same point as last year.
Hmm.
This is according to SeatGeek. Average ticket price, $6,797, just under $68. And that's $6,800 per SeatGeek.
Yeah, one tip for one ticket.
Significantly less than last year, it says here. Meanwhile,
last year was a smaller stadium. Superdome's a big stadium.
Meanwhile, the most expensive stadium seats, located at center field behind the Eagles, are going for just under $23,000, $22,975.
For one ticket.
One ticket.
For a game you could listen to for free on KNSS.
That's right. On SeatGeek, inexpensive faraway tickets are selling between $4,000 and $5,000, depending on the row. So if you're way up there in the cheap seats, the cheap seats are $4,000 to $5,000.
The so-called cheap seats.
Yeah.
$4,000.
Not cheap to me. I think that's a lot of money myself. And according to Sportskeeda, the national average for a 25-ounce can of Bud Light is $3 at convenience stores. But the expected cost of a can at Sunday's
big game.
Yeah,
how much do you pay at the game?
$17.50.
Whoa! For a can of beer, $17.
Last season, a 25-ounce can of Michelob Ultra was $17 at the Super Bowl. But 25-ounce,
I guess if you can afford the $4,000 ticket, another $17 for a beer.
How big is 25 ounces? How many? Is it as big as this container I have here?
It's smaller than that container.
Yeah. Oh, I'm usually getting drinks that are like 12 ounces, but I know what you're talking about, the great big cans. 17 and a half, so you can afford one. I had one at Busch Stadium last summer with where there was the
Grand. I'm sure that wasn't cheap.
No, it was. Yeah,
it had to be about $10.
I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't $3, and it certainly wasn't $17.50, but. Those people at the Busch Stadium in St. Louis, the vendors, the people who, I've got my little tickets on my cell phone. Of course, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. But there's a young guy there. He says, come over here. He says, look here. Here's your idea. Boom. And he gets us in. And he knew he could spot us and knew I was going to have trouble. But the people in St. Louis are just terrific. I mean, the ones we encountered were all wonderful. So they know what they're doing. They got a great product called the Cardinals in the city, and they know what they're doing. All right, Ted, Super Bowl, what is this, 59?
59, the 59th.
Then, of course, coming up Friday, we'll be talking with Mitch Holthus. And tomorrow we talk to Mitch a little bit, too.
Well, we won't talk to him, but he'll be on with his 60-second preview of the Super Bowl on the Minute with Mitch on Thursday morning, and then our live visit with Mitch on Friday morning.
Minute with Mitch, how about that? Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and if you're just tuning in and you're out driving, you probably already know that it's slick out there in spots. And especially this morning on 235, that highway up to the north, out around Broadway, out to the west. They've had rollover accidents, people sliding off and rolling over. Wow.
seems to be worse on the west side.
Seems to be, or was at least an hour or two ago. Okay, so in the news this morning, we had a train derailment in North Wichita yesterday afternoon, 21st and Mosley.
Uh-oh.
That's right up there near Broadway, and it closed down the 21st and and Mosley, I guess, for several hours. There were six train cars involved, and they were all put back on the track now.
So okay.
They're moving through there. All right, February 5th, on this date in 2023, Beyoncé won her 32nd Grammy to become the most decorated artist in the history of the award. And that was 2 years ago.
She's piled on more since.
Got more since.
Just a couple nights ago, she got some more.
I don't know any of her songs, do you? Give me one title?
Nah.
Okay. Beyoncé, a big star. Obviously.
I know it when I hear it.
Okay. Here's one for you. Barbara Hershey turning 77 today.
Oh.
Hannah and her sisters, Beaches, The Natural. She was the woman who shot Roy.
Yeah.
And Hoosiers.
Hoosiers is what first comes to mind when I think of Barbara Hershey.
I thought she was great. She played a teacher who was concerned about this young man and mm-hmm. and I thought she was great. Everything she's ever done, I thought was pretty good. So, yeah, Barbara Hershey is 77 years
old. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah, these accidents we've been having since midnight, I keep hearing the word rollover. So a lot of these vehicles are going on
That's
the side.
That's worse than sliding off. You're actually tumbling.
We're actually tumbling.
Oh, boy.
I forgot to mention to our good friend, Ronnell Williams, that today is National Weather Persons.
Yeah, I thought you were going to mention it.
I just slipped past my mind. I mean, I don't know why, but it is National Weather Persons Day, meaning all the meteorologists on TV, radio, and folks who tell you about the weather every day. It's a big part of our job, making sure that you know about the weather so you can dress appropriately and behave on the highways. All right, Steve at 10 in the morning. When we were growing up, who were the weathermen that we knew when we were growing up, Ted, and back in the old days on TV? I'm thinking of
Well, you go back further than me.
My
recollection is Jim O'Donnell.
Jim O'Donnell, sure.
There was an old gentleman named Ellis Pike who seemed like he was about 105 years old, who was a weatherman growing up.
I think he had actually worked for the National Weather Service for years. And Ellis knew what he was talking about, I guess.
And Cecil Carrier, of course.
Worked with Cecil.
Legendary weather guy on radio and TV when I was growing up.
He became a good friend of mine. We did some things together, and Cecil's great, loved his family. Who else? I don't know. He goes back to Channel 3 when it was him and Greg Gamer was anchoring, and Webb Smith. Remember that trio?
Of course I do.
Oh, they had killer ratings. They were great. So, yeah, it goes back a ways.
Before Webb passed, sports guy, I asked him to be on my sports talk show.
I'll bet it was
He politely declined.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was retired, and he really didn't want to get into it. He was very polite to me. I asked him... I said, "You sure? I'd love to have you on for an hour." And he turned me down. Yeah. I wish he'd come on with me.
Should offer him a lunch. I knew you were doing it for that. All right, National Weather.
Weather guy. And then, of course, the next round of people, you had guys like Mike Smith. You had Dave Freeman, Merrill Teller.
Yeah.
Those guys were all longtime TV meteorologists.
Yeah, we got to work with all those guys.
Yeah.
And we worked with Merrill. Yeah. Anyway.
Wasn't Merrill in your Hall of Fame class?
KAB Hall of Fame.
Class
of 2008. Yeah, Merrill was in the class.
You and Merrill
and Mitch Holtus.
Mitch Holtus. The Chiefs.
Yeah.
That was like a star-studded class.
Family night. All right.